Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth.
For word of mouth.
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 From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Locavores rejoice. The longer days and warming soil mean spring greens and veggies will soon be arriving in New England, and wild fiddleheads and dandelion greens are already popping up. Kathy Gunst is the author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, a month-by-month cookbook that reads like a love letter to foods of the region. Kathy, thanks so much for coming in.
Oh, it's always a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, it's great to have you here, especially it's such an exciting time. What are the first foods that we look out for spring?
You know, I have said this before, but it's a great line, so I'll say it again. This is the time of year. It reminds me of The Wizard of Oz, that moment when it goes from black and white to color. You know, it's like we made it through this very weird, mild winter, and suddenly everything is green. Everything's coming up, and everything's coming up early because we had that bizarre warm stretch a few weeks ago. What was 86 degrees in Seacoast, Maine, just a few weeks ago. So the first and most thrilling, that's all in caps, thing for me are ramps, which are wild leeks, and they are up. And I went yesterday to my secret coveted
ramp spot.
Ramp spot. And check this out.
Okay, we have a little show and tell.
Because we can't talk about them without you smelling them on air, because it will almost be visual when she takes a whiff of these things. They were picked yesterday. So in my book, I describe the smell of the ramps. I say your first taste will be something you're likely to remember. When raw ramps have an overwhelming smell, like a cross between wild onions and dirty socks.
There's something just wonderfully green about them. They smell
like spring. It's totally green, but there's also sort of the boys' locker room to them. I said they don't whisper. They scream. But when you cook them, they become a real delicacy. They are a wild leek. There are patches of them throughout New England. They start down in Virginia in the South in early March, and now they are up, and they're actually a member of the Lily of the Valley family. They have this gorgeous green leaf with a thin pink stripe up the middle, and if you pull one out of the ground, it will reek of onion, and you will know you have a ramp, and you are a lucky one because they are so fabulous to cook with.
All right, what do you do with a ramp?
Well, in this case, Virginia, because I love you, I made you a spring frittata, basically an omelet.
There's more show and tell here on
there's
a beautiful
plate.
There's
a lot of show and tell. Very lovely plate. So this is everything. This is like spring in a dish. It's asparagus, ramps, and Parmesan cheese or feta, and I very lightly sautéed leeks that I found this morning in my garden that had wintered over. So you're getting a wild leek, a garden leek, and an asparagus. I'll just pass that plate on over to you, and while the producers look on in envy, you know, I can chat while you have a little breakfast here. Or
all right,
well,
while I do this, while I dig into this beautiful-looking thing, tell us about fiddleheads. This is another great popping up all over the place, fiddleheads, but now, and here's the problem I've had with them.
Yes.
This bitter
tell
taste.
Me your
or
problems.
This kind
of,
my problems with fiddleheads are this sort of bitter metallic aftertaste.
Okay, so two things. Fiddleheads are also highly coveted. You know, there was, I have a friend who lives further up north in Maine, and I said to him, do you have a great place for fiddleheads? He's like, yeah, I do. And I'm like, oh, excellent. Where? He's like, I'd have to kill you. You know, you hear this from foragers, and sometimes I'm not sure if they're kidding. Fiddleheads have a very thin brown skin over them. So here's a trick. You put them into ice-cold water for about a half an hour, and that will loosen that brown skin. Then you take them out and dry them, and you just push them between your hands, and that skin comes off. If you don't remove this brown skin, it will be bitter. The other trick is to very quickly blanch them in boiling hot water for maybe 15 seconds, pop them out, put them into cold water to stop the cooking, and then you can saute them in garlic. You can make a sauce for pasta. They are crunchy and spring-like, and they just taste of the season, like ramps. But those two things are it. Okay,
I'm ready to take my bite of...
Drum roll. Go ahead, say it. Yum. It's pretty... Can you get the ramp, though?
I dug into the ramp.
Yeah, I mean, as I say, they are not subtle at all. They really scream.
Oh, it's good.
It's so good, and it's a taste unlike anything else. I also say, people say, well, what is the taste? And I say, well, if you took a shallot, a leek, an onion, a garlic, and put them into some mad scientist machine and extracted the single best element from each of them, that's a ramp.
There's almost asparagus-y quality.
Well,
to it,
you're also tasting asparagus, but there is, I mean, the thing about seasonal foods is that they taste of a time and a place. It's not just a buzzword for food writers. It's a real thing, and this is our season, and so people that have asparagus patches are starting to pick those this time of year. There's also chives from my garden.
I'm pulling those off.
Just the idea of being able to say that anything is from my garden in this very wishy-washy kind of weather we're having, which is winter one day and summer the next. It's thrilling.
All right. Another great spring tradition you can't get in the garden, shad roe. First of all, what is it?
Okay. So shad roe is the roe of a fish called a shad. They're very common in Connecticut. They do travel upstream. Shad roe is, again, a spring delicacy. The reason that these foods are really considered delicacies is because they're only here for a very specific time. You don't get shad roe in December, and you don't get it in August, and that's what makes it so special. I mean, that should be true of strawberries and tomatoes, but in this world of trucks and airplanes and bringing in a tomato from Israel, it no longer exists. But shad roe is the symbol of spring. Some people refer to it as spring caviar. She's chewing. She's smiling and chewing.
I can't stop.
Okay, let's stay on topic here, Virginia. Okay.
Shad roe.
Thank you. Oh, she's back. Okay. Spring caviar. So it's the sac. It's the roe of the shad. And there are these two lobes. And raw, they are not very attractive. They look kind of weird.
Like an organ.
They are very organ-like. So it's this thin sac, these two lobes filled with thousands of eggs. And what's so fabulous about them is when you cook them, and again, you want to cook them so simply because their flavor is so unique. You bite into shad roe, and all these little eggs kind of burst in your mouth. I hope that sounds good because I mean it in a good way. I mean, people that love caviar, it's that same experience, but it's not as fishy and it's not as gooey. You cook them for about 3 minutes on each side in a hot skillet with a little olive oil and butter, and then I flip them over, and I love to throw in some butter and let it get brown with capers and lemon slices. So these really piquant, alive flavors, but you really just want to taste that shad roe.
All right, and you've given us a recipe that we've posted on our website for sautéed shad roe with brown butter and capers and also this fantastic frittata and this asparagus salad, raw Asian-style asparagus and soybean salad.
Yeah, this is a cool salad because what you do is you kind of shave the asparagus and it's raw, and people think, raw? You can't eat raw asparagus. This only works if you've picked them out of a garden or bought them out of a farmer's market. They need to be like uber fresh. Otherwise, they're kind of pulpy and woody. So if you don't have super fresh asparagus, I'm sad for you. But no, then you want to just blanch them quickly for a minute or two. And edamame, you know, the soybeans that you get in Japanese restaurants, you throw those on top of this salad. And it's a really kind of super healthy, makes you immediately feel better kind of salad.
That sounds great. We also have the recipe online at wordofmouthradio.org. So what about this freakish winter? Warmest March ever on record in New England.
True.
Since they started keeping records. New England tradition, of course, says that you don't plant your garden until Mother's Day. Any chance we're moving a bit forward this winter?
Boy, I have friends that have planted half their garden already. I wouldn't put the tomatoes out yet, and I wouldn't put out the really fragile plants, but certainly all the root vegetables, the spring lettuces, the arugula. I haven't done it just because I've been running around and being a crazy person, but this weekend, that's what we're doing. It's always hard to know. We're not going to get any more snow, she says.
I know, optimism, right?
But this is New England, after all. Anything can happen. I'll tell you how weird it is. On that 86-degree day, can I brag?
Please.
I took my dog for a walk, and I bumped into a friend, and she was wearing a bathing suit, and she was wet. And I said, what? She had gone into the water, so I'm a competitive person.
In the main water.
I borrowed her towel, and I jumped into the ocean. I wouldn't quite call it a swim, but I went in the ocean in March in Maine. So that's how weird a winter it's been.
Not only a daring cook and a daring
a crazy food swimmer, forager,
but a crazy swimmer. Well, Kathy, we thank you so much for coming by and again for feeding me lunch, because you're not getting this frittata back.
Can I quickly tell you that on April 22nd, that Slow Food Seacoast is having a food writer's night at Street Restaurant on Islington Street, and it's a fundraiser, and Joe Yonan from the Washington Post and Amy Traversa from Yankee and several others and I will all be reading, and there's going to be a lot of oysters.
Where can people find more information?
Seacoast Slow Food.
Great. We'll make sure and put a link online.
Wonderful to be here.
Great to have you here. Kathy Gunst, author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen, that's a month-by-month cookbook to keep you eating in season. It's just a delight every time you open it. We've got some of the recipes we talked about today, again, at wordofmouthradio.org. Now coming up, a love letter to Fenway Park, just in time for the Red Sox home opener. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment.